Springs.
Yeah.
You ever been there, seen it?
Yeah, I've been to Radium Springs a lot of times. I used to. I had to go on across the bridge by Joe's, like you gonna keep out of all Benning to get across that bridge, turn to the right. And I can't name the place, but there used to be a place that's about a mile or 2 miles down that road. When I worked for the state of Georgia, I used to work that place down there. They sold feed stuff.
Did you ever go swimming?
No.
There?
No.
Do you ever hear people having accidents in the water around here, or that sort of thing?
No.
Or over on the river?
No. I tell you, back on the years back, people didn't go and swim in no river. I tell you, they done the most of their fishing. They done most of their fishing from the bank. They didn't even go out in a boat.
Nowadays, you're hearing all the time over at the lake how people got, caught on the water, that sort of thing.
Well, you sit down and you look at TV, son, and you see these races. I was looking the other night, and these boys were in these cars, and of course the thing's right down on the ground. I think they said they were traveling 160 miles an hour, and if they're going to drive that fast, I don't see why in the world they didn't have a track that you could go on, but all in the world I could see them doing by George was going up, turn the corner, and then they turn the corner, and then they turn the corner. And so there you go. And just a very short distance. And I don't know. But the last thing, times have changed a lot, son, since I was a boy.
You were mentioning syrup. Did you make syrup a lot?
No, I never did make any syrup. KJ, Mr. Andrew lived down there about a mile. From where we lived, it wasn't hardly a mile. And he made all the syrup in the fall and a lot of time.
Sorghum, genuine?
He made for people. In other words, I used to, when I farm boy, I raised a lot of cane. And I'd make 100 gallons of syrup. And all such as that, you know. And then you could sell. What you didn't want, you didn't get but a little bit for it, but still at the same time, you had syrup to eat, and then you could sell it. Well, if you didn't get for 50 cents a gallon by a grab, that was better than nothing.
They put it in what?
Oh, you, most of the people used to put stuff in barrels, and they'd, some of them would have, jars and jugs and things like that, they'd put it in.
When you milk the cow, what did you catch the milk in?
In a bucket. You milked the cow in a bucket.
Wood or metal or?
Oh, it was a metal bucket. I could set that bucket down there, boy. You could have you something to set your bucket on. I used to have me a board that I kept clean all the time. I set this bucket down there. I had me a little box I set on. I'd take that doggone thing and I'd milk with both hands. I could fill up that bucket with milk right quick, son. I could do it.
How did you keep things cold, Mr. I mean, was there any way you could keep milk cold, or would it all?
Oh, the mess is long when I come along, son. You didn't have no refrigerator. And what you had to do, you remember back on that